USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The left has launched a vicious and violent assault on law enforcement, the universal symbol of the rule of law in America.
President Trump's comments in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the president now holding a campaign-style rally, or peaceful protest, as he puts it, in Mosinee, Wisconsin. The reward information leading to the arrest of a suspect in the ambush shooting of two Los Angeles police officers is climbing.
The total number of money has been pledged between reward money and private pledges is now up to $640,000.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying the outpouring of support around the country has been overwhelming, although Villanueva also saying he has not heard from prominent Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In Washington on Thursday, congressional Republicans are condemning the riots on the House floor and asking questions as far as who is funding the violent protests, riots, and looting that we're seeing in cities across the country.
We've all seen the out-of-control left hijacking our cities across the nation, and we know where the bottom line ends. Is organizations like Antifa, where they are targeting police officers, burning down buildings, destroying private property, attacking innocent civilians.
Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss. On the campaign trail, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is in Philadelphia attending a sister-to-sister mobilizing action unit. She's also speaking with Latino leaders and elected officials. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has sided with Democrats, extending the mail-in ballot deadline to 3 days after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Top Republicans on the House Oversight and Reform Committee are criticizing Disney for filming parts of the live-action remake of Mulan near forced labor camps that have targeted Uyghur Muslims and other Muslim minority groups. House Oversight and Reform Committee ranking member Congressman James Comer tells USA Radio News this issue needs to be looked into.
Well, we've been deeply troubled to learn that the new Disney film Mulan was filmed in parts of China that have detention camps, parts of China where they have forced mass sterilizations of women, abortions, mandatory invasive birth control measures to reduce the size of the Uyghur people, and we just wanted to find out some answers as to why Disney would do this, and then at the same time threaten to boycott filming any movies in Georgia due to their pro-life stance.
The Kentucky Republican on why the letter was only signed by Republicans on the committee.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee haven't shown any interest in doing anything other than harass the President of the United States. Their sole focus in the 2 years they've been in the majority has been to investigate every single high-ranking official in the Trump administration.
As of this airing, Disney has not responded to the letter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.